MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. The city of Hobbs hosting its annual Independence Day fireworks display July 1st at the Hobbs Industrial Air Park at 5425 Jack Gomez Boulevard. Contest, games, vendors, and more. Viewing areas available at Harry McAdams Park, with gates opening for parking at 7 the day of the event. Additionally, the city of Hobbs will host the Safe Zone. The Safe Zone is an opportunity for those present to light any type of firework, regardless of whether they're legal within Hobbs city limits. The area is going to be monitored by City of Hobbs personnel, including members of fire and police. It rocked the nation when actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun that somehow contained a live bullet while filming the movie Rust, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza in 2021. It happened on set at Bonanza Creek Ranch near Santa Fe. California lawmakers just passed a bill that establishes safety protocols for TV and film workers. It's in direct response to Hutchins' death. New Mexico State Senator Cliff Pirtle believes they need similar legislation here, saying movie sets have kind of been allowed to be just the wild west of safety. It's not fair to the families that send their loved ones to work and aren't sure if they're going to come home safe. Within the legislation, live ammo on a motion picture production, except in limited circumstances, is prohibited. The bill also requires training and safety standards for prop masters and armorers handling firearms. A fatal crash midway between Hobbs and Seminole has claimed the lives of two on Sunday, according to Texas Department of Public Safety. A vehicle driven by Henrik Weeby Nelson of Seminole, traveling east on Highway 62, when the tire blew out, then veered across both eastbound lanes into the center median, where it rolled until it hit the center guardrail. Weeby Nelson and a passenger, Danielle Paris of Seminole, both pronounced dead at the scene. Weather conditions described as clear and dry. Neither Weeby Nelson or Paris were seatbelts at the time. Both were ejected from that vehicle. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.